Sidra. This is not going to work. Sidra paced by the hotel room window as her pathways worked out the problem at hand. Outside, the city of Kafet At began to glow in the twilight dark. Some other time, Sidra would have been keen to study the way the city shifted in pace and mood as its planet took a scheduled respite from the light of its twin suns. But not now. Now her pathways were overflowing with the situation at hand, and none of it was anything comfortable. The humans had gone out in search of food and tech supplies, leaving Sidra and Tak alone to parse the plan that had been non-negotiably dropped in their laps. They'd also left behind a mess of half-built, hastily assembled leftovers Pepper had ripped out of her contemporary shuttle. Sidra knew each component by name. She'd spent enough time at the rust bucket, but not what their current configurations were supposed to do. Pepper hadn't bothered to answer those questions. The gadgets would work, she'd said. She'd have them completed by evening. Owl would be retrieved by midnight. No room for argument had been allowed. Tak was seated on the floor, head arched back against a pile of cheap cushions, tapping her thumbs together. She would have looked unhappy, even if Sidra hadn't known what mustard-yellow cheeks on an Aeluan meant. Pepper said it'd be easy to build these things, Tak said. She said I wouldn't have to be nearby once we got into the exhibit. Pepper is being an idiot, Sidra said tersely. She was in that museum for all of 3.5 hours today. Her entire plan is built on a cursory glance at their security systems. She has no idea what she's getting herself into, and she's dragging the rest of us along with her. Tak managed a wry look. You're not coming along, remember? Sidra rolled her eyes. Of course she remembered. Pepper's mandate on that front hadn't vanished because of a successful stowaway attempt. The irony was Sidra had no desire to go along now. Not if the plan was knock out some cameras and hope. The point, she said, is that Pepper isn't thinking clearly. I understand that if Owl's in there, Pepper doesn't want to leave her a second longer, but she's risking all of you in the process. She's going to get herself and Blue arrested. She's going to get you arrested. Tak gave a grim laugh. Says the person who talked me into this. A lash of guilt snaked its way through Sidra. That was before I knew Pepper was going to run blindly in there with a half-hacked plan. Pepper is smart. She's methodical. I've never known her to be rash. She's treating this like a heist sim, and it's not. She looked at Tak. You can't tell me you think this is a good idea. Tak rubbed her face. No, I don't. Her jaw shifted as she thought. Honestly, I've been lying here working up the nerve to walk out the door and buy a ticket back home. Sidra leaned against the wall and considered Tak. Good, thoughtful Tak, who had no business being here. This was no way to treat a friend, she knew, but Pepper and Blue were her friends too. They'd done more for her than she would have ever dared to ask for. The time had come to try to pay it back. You can go if you want to, Sidra said. I wouldn't blame you. But if you're still willing to help, I have another idea. A plan that will actually work and that doesn't violate any of the conditions in the waiver you signed. We'd be in and out in a couple of hours, and no one at the museum would question anything we'd done there. Tak looked at Sidra curiously. Why did you not mention this before? Because Pepper will hate it, Sidra said. As she spoke, she continued the work she'd been doing within herself for 1 hour and 10 minutes. A tiny bundle of purposeful new code slowly gaining cohesion. And because she can't come with us